We're in Acts chapter 23, verses 23 through 30, and we are looking at a letter from Claudius Lysias, the Roman commander from the Jerusalem garrison, written to Governor Felix of Caesarea. And so, let's just do the first couple of verses here from the letter, and then we'll look at it point by point. Lysias writes to Governor Felix, "This man was seized by the Jews, and they were about to kill him. But I came with my troops and rescued him, for I had learned that he is a Roman citizen. I wanted to know why they were accusing him, so I brought him to their Sanhedrin. I found out that the accusation had to do with questions about their law." Well, as I mentioned last time, the more that one studies the commentaries on this letter, the more one realizes that there's a lot that isn't immediately on the surface. First of all, as we mentioned, for the first time now, we actually have the commander's name, Claudius Lysias. And we learn from that he is Greek, that the name Lysias was a nickname he took when he became a Roman citizen, and he probably took his other name, Claudius, from the Roman emperor himself. Well, moving on to the salutation, Claudius writes, "To the most excellent Felix." Now, it's interesting. The scholars have pointed out that most of the time, the title "most excellent" belonged to the equestrian order in Roman society. Well, that might need a little bit of explanation. The equestrian order was a designation for those who were originally the cavalry, or what we might picture as Roman knights. Over time, this group became a wealthy, powerful business and administrative class. They served as bankers, tax collectors, and government officials, especially as part of the imperial civil service. From history, we know that Felix was not a member of the equestrian order, from which most of the subordinate governors in places like Judea were drawn from. To put it another way, Claudius is buttering up the man as he addresses his letter to him. He is inflating the man's reputation, as if Felix needed that. As the letter continues, the commander summarizes the events that have taken place from their onset at the temple courts to the revelation of the plot against Paul. While the commander does succinctly summarize all of this, he also takes some liberty with some of the facts. So let me read a longer quote from John Stott that really explains this. He writes, "As we read this letter, we cannot help but smile. The tribune was substantially accurate, but at the same time, Lysias somewhat manipulated the facts in order to portray himself in the most favorable light, putting his discovery that Paul was a Roman citizen before his rescue instead of after it, and drawing a discreet veil of silence over his serious offense in binding and preparing to torture a Roman citizen." 9 of the principal verbs in this letter are in the first person singular. The letter was fairly honorable, but decidedly self-centered. That's a great way to describe this letter. You know, the last thing the commander wanted to do was to reveal to his superior that he had broken Roman protocol in handling Paul's case. Since the apostle was indeed a Roman citizen, that would have raised some serious questions, not only in Felix's mind, but in those of the imperial court. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.